Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison-Grohe on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
We always love our time with Tim Jenkins, indeed the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He will break down the performance of Caleb Williams, who was 22 of 37, 212 yards, a TD, and a pick in the Bears' 25-24 win over the Raiders, starring Josh Blackwell and his block kick at the end of the game. And so joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is Tim Jenkins. Download the Circa app today. Tim, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. What did walk-off field goal block? We got to be feeling a little optimistic.
I mean, that would not have happened last year for the Chicago Bears. And as a matter of fact, it was the exact opposite for Chicago Bears last year at Soldier Field when Green Bay broke everybody's hearts at Soldier in blocking a kick. So, yeah, man, we are talking about a win. A little bit of a complicated win because, as I said early on, you know, it's kind of like the Lou Brown from Major League. You know, nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever bleep and do it again because of the way the Bears got to this victory yesterday. What did you think, sir, about Caleb Williams' play in this game?
I think it was it left you wanting more, right? Realistically, yeah. When I looked at the tape. What I'll say is that, to me, it was like watching it live. You sat there and it felt like we just continuously got chances, right? The defense makes a couple of big plays. You're getting all these short fields, and then you look up and it's like we've got three turnovers and 3 points, I think, at one point in the game, which I would say is extremely frustrating, right? When you're sitting there looking at it. What I will say is exactly what you hinted at, which is it is really nice to feel like all of a sudden we've got a Bears team and a football team that wins those sloppy games. I made a joke this morning on Twitter. My son's 8-year-old team won on a last play Hail Mary. Nice. So I said, hey, Bears fans, do you want me to include the Hail Mary in the breakdown today? And a couple of Bears fans reminded me, they're like, please no more Hail Marys after last year.
There is trauma. Yeah.
So to me, I'm sitting there and I'm kind of laughing because it is almost a full circle moment that we've found so many ways to lose with past staffs. It was actually pleasantly surprising to see a team that felt gritty, felt competitive, felt like you're never out of it. That was nice. What I'll tell you is Caleb's performance, when you look at it on the tape, there's a lot where you go, man, we've got a shot downfield, similar to when we were in week one, where it felt like give it a click longer downfield. I think we had protection issues left and right, all over the place. And then I also think we had a couple where it's hard for me. I don't want to take a shot at Ben because I'm still kind of trying to feel him out as a play caller as I watch him. But what I will say is it felt like we kind of got cautious at times. Some of those sudden changes, we get the ball at the high red area and it's like, hey, we're running dive right up the middle. To me, those are times where I'd love to see him dial up one of those creative shot plays.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought up the creative shot plays. I'm curious as to what you thought of the return of Stumble Bum and also the reverse
fake flea flicker.
Yeah, the fake flea flicker. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, the almost falling over one cracked me up pretty good. That one's going to be in the breakdown. You know, like, it's funny because those are the ones that the fake flea flicker, you know, it worked. And then all of a sudden we got a face mask, right? Those are the ones that are funny because if it works, we're sitting here on Monday and Tuesday talking about, oh, what a diabolical scheme, right? And then they don't work and you go, what a waste of a play. I do like that he's not afraid to dial it up. There are times where I think maybe I would prefer more. You guys remember the one that Komet's wide open? Play action. Those are the kind of shot plays that I more prefer. And I'll tell you why is because it's a shot. The entire National Football League runs this play where it's hard play action. After the running back fakes, he gets to the flat route. The number one receiver runs what we call an ultra high, which is, hey, get through 12 to 18 and then aim at the front pylon. So it's a super high corner route. And then that number two receiver runs a sail route. Everyone runs it. It's kind of a flood off of play action. The Bears showed it, but instead of running the sail route, Komet runs what we would call a cop, right? A corner stop. So it's a cop route. And then what do you do if you see a cop, right? You stop, you tap the brake. So it's kind of perfect. So you got a corner stop from Komet. And then he's wide open because everyone thinks the sail's coming or the traditional corner route's coming. So those are maybe the shot plays I prefer to see because it's like, man, I see exactly we drew this up based on not only what we've run, but what the entire National Football League runs. So these guys are so programmed to get to certain spots after they see the hard play action. Those are the ones I more prefer to see. But yeah, it was funny to see those two get dialed up. And then at the end of the day, we didn't hit the fake fall. And then we also get the face mask on the fake flea flicker. So Ben might put those in the back pocket for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, no doubt. How do you think Caleb handled the pressure in the first half with obviously a different look at offensive line?
I can't tell you. So the third down blitz throw that he had in the red area, I thought was great.
For the touchdown?
And then he followed it up with Max Crosby making a great play. So that one, of course, you know, I think that drive would have converted if Crosby doesn't make a big play. I also don't love where I think he was trying to go with the football on that specific play. I thought he handled it well there. I thought the sit route, I wasn't overly impressed. But what I will tell you, the most optimistic thing that I can say coming out of this is we had a very early levels concept. Levels is the number. So when I say number one receiver, number two receiver, for the listeners, think the number one receiver is the guy closest to the sideline. So the guy closest to the sideline, that's when you hear somebody say number one receiver. Because if I say X or Z or whatever, some people have different terminology. So when you're just talking broadly, number one receiver is the farthest guy out. Number two is the guy, you know, next in. If they're in trips, then you'd say number three. But they were just in a 2x2. So the number one receiver outside, he's got a little 5 yard under. The number two receiver in the slot, he's got a 12 yard basic. So basically one runs the 12 and on he's on the in. The other guy runs a 5 yard in. And Caleb missed it. He just flat out missed it. He had his eyes in the right spot, missed it. That was clip one on what's the break, you know, the breakdown coming out today. Clip number 19 is the exact same call in a huge moment to convert on the game-winning drive, and Caleb hits it. So if there's one thing I could tell you that signs off on the whole day for me for Caleb Williams is we went from, hey, we missed one of the easier reads in football to all of a sudden we hit it in the biggest moment. So to me, it wasn't one of those days that I was overly thrilled with the offense, but I'm walking away from it saying we finally have a gritty, competitive team who wants to take some of these teams on and can win a game down the wire.
Tim Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite, joining us here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Tim, I'm looking at this run game or lack thereof, and I'm wondering what do you see with the offensive line, specifically having a couple of newer tackles on the edges heading into that second half?
Yeah, I think you're dead on. I mean, I think, you know, that you switch it up in the second half. I think you're dead on that the run game got substantially better with that, right? You also, it's hard sometimes when you look in the second half because you go, hey, are our O-line moving them better? Are we finally wearing them down a little, right? You always have that mixed emotion where you sit there and you go, man, what am I getting? What I'll tell you is I thought the run calls actually changed in the second half. And I don't know if that was a personnel thing or if it was, you know, Ben was trying to get back to maybe some of the basics based on training camp install when you get a new lineup in. But I thought it was better in the second half. And then I just think overall, yeah, I hate going back and continuing to say this, but I do think overall we finally saw a Bears team that we can say we had a bunch of dudes who instead of felt like, hey, we're kind of folding it in for Cabo, right? And again, it's still early in the season, but it felt like we finally had a team that kind of looked at each other and goes, no, we're going to pull this thing out. And then you get the game-winning drive, and then you get the block kick, and you know, you finish with a kneel down. So I think the O-line looked great on that final clip. You know, the kneel down, they didn't let anybody in. So that felt great. But everything
else,
I mean, there's a lot to improve.
There is.
Especially up front. But I will tell you that it was good to see them battle in the second half with that new lineup.
Yeah, it was a rough win. I mean, there's no other way to put it. There was a lot of things that went badly for the Bears in this game, although they end up getting the victory. One thing that I've talked about a couple times, Tim, and that is the fact that Caleb had at least three balls batted down in this game, including on back-to-back plays in the first quarter. And I know some of that is the presence of Max Crosby. But I think in every single game this year, he has had a ball batted down. How can he better elude that?
Yeah, it's twofold to me. I've always thought batted balls, it's on the quarterback in the line, right? So one, his arm angle. He does drop his arm angle at times when he tries to fit stuff in. For me, it's always hard as a coach. You don't want to technically like really address that in season because it's like you want him to be able to make those low arm angle throws in the screen game and some of those shallow crosses. Simultaneously, the O-line coach right now has got to be losing his mind because those guys, when those guys jump, they have to punch and finish those guys. You got to think about it. As a lineman, you're always coached. The D-line leaves their feet. They're supposed to punch that guy and finish him, right? Someone is off the ground in front of you. They should be on the ground. That's the thing about the Max Crosby one is Max Crosby leaves his feet. So the batted ball may happen, but we need to punish Max for jumping. Instead, we don't punish him. And guess what? He goes and makes the pick after his own tip. So one, that's a great football player.
Yeah. Yes.
But also it is one of those where this O-line needs to finish these guys. If they leave their feet, that will help. I also wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing a couple of, you know, hey, backs coming through and cutting some people off the edge. I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see a couple of cuts. And then I think you can solve that by putting that on tape, because at the end of the day, all these guys watch tape and nobody wants to leave their feet and get punished from, you know, 18 inches off the ground, and nobody wants to get their legs cut anymore in the NFL. So I do think you could put a couple things on tape and fix all that.
Okay, they've got a bye now. I'm wondering if there's something you can see that can be improved between now and Monday Night Football against the Commanders.
Yeah, I love that. I'm fired up for the Monday night game, too. It's always good in the Jenkins house. You know, I get the young kid, I get the young boys watching, and they peril with dad. They don't know why dad's so sad. Dad's sad because I got to come on here and talk about it with you guys, but also because you guys know me. I bet my YouTube earnings every week on the Bears money line. So that's also why dad's been going through it. But what I will say is the one area for improvement for me is the shot game. I think we are so close on a lot of these shot plays. Caleb needs to give it one click longer, and then ultimately I think we need to integrate more of them. We generate too many big plays when we call them, whether it's Caleb Williams scrambling off of it or us driving the ball down the field. We just straight up have to hit more of those. We got to call more of them. That's the one area that I could see this offense improve in the bye week.
Tim, thank you very much. Great stuff as always, and appreciate looking forward to talking to you after that Washington game, man.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Appreciate you, fellas. Have a great day.
Thank you. That is Tim Jenkins, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. Always bringing the heat, man.
He's looked at the All 22. I got to say, I'm in a much better place now that he explained all of that to us.
Yeah.
Because it seems like what I thought, but the confirmation of it's not as bad as we thought it was yesterday as far as the Caleb Williams portion of this.
Right, right. And he was real about some of the things that did not go as well. But I particularly liked talking about him repeating the play, and then when it really mattered, that play, it works.
In-game progress, if you will.
In-game progress. That I could not put it better than that. When we come back, I would describe the halftime interview that we saw on CBS yesterday with Ben Johnson as, at the very least, awkward, would you say?
Frenetic is what I would go
frenetic,
with.
Frenetic, a little off-putting, maybe?
It seems like they...
yeah.
Almost like Caleb Williams in the pocket in the first half.
Oh, man, that's good.
You don't know what's happening next.
It's a jolt. All the sugar and twice the caffeine is what that moment... It was a jolt moment. So we will discuss that when we return on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.